Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Happy Mind, Happy Life show with your host, Sheila Willis. As it has been said, as a man thinks, so is he. So when your mind is happy, your life is happy. You'll even discover that when your mind is happy, your money is right. When your mind is happy, your love life is right. When your mind is happy, even your relationships with your family, friends, and coworkers is right. When your mind is happy, you'll even get your business right. So tune in and let's talk about how to have a happy mind in order to have a happy life.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Sheila Willis, your host of the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And as always, I am happy and excited to be with you tonight and equally as excited to have you listening in tonight. So welcome and thank you for being here. Tonight, we're going to do something just a little bit different. Today is October the 5th. 2017, and it is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I want to just do something just a little bit different. I'm just going to kind of have a fireside chat. I just want to share some things that are on my heart. And generally, we have an hour discussion, and then we have open up the line for the last 30 minutes to take questions and allow you to comment and that kind of thing. But I'm not coming to you live tonight. This show is actually pre-recorded. I'm traveling, so I thought I would pre-record the show. I'm in the Dallas area, visiting with my mom and dad for their birthdays. My mom's 87. She turned 87 on the 1st of October, and my dad turned 84 today on the 5th. So I got into Dallas really late last night and just thought I would pre-record the show today, kind of give myself some rest. But anyway, I just want to kind of share a little bit of my heart. You know, there's been so much going on in the media, so much going on in the world, so much going on politically, and just, you know, it just seems like people's hearts are disheartened. People are sad. People are, you know, just confused, disheartened, heartbroken, to name a few, with the recent events. You know, we've had back-to-back hurricanes with so much devastation and loss of lives and property. And then we've had, you know, before we could even take a breath, there's another hurricane, and then we had the earthquake in Mexico. We've had the recent events with the shooting, the mass shooting in Las Vegas. So there's just so much going on, and it's like, you know, like I said, people's hearts are really discouraged and heavy during this season. And for people who are very sensitive to energy and very sensitive to people's feelings and things like that, it's really a very challenging time. And so I have to tell you, no, I'm a very, you know, I try to promote positivity and harmony, peace, light, love, and all of these type of things. And I try to keep myself in a place of positivity. You know, place of positivity. And I have to say, the day after the mass shooting in Las Vegas, I sat at my laptop and I was just looking at the different videos, and I was reading people's posts, and I just got numb. I just began to I felt like I couldn't move for a good 10, 15 minutes. I just sat there with my mouth kind of hanging open and tears in my eyes, and I just felt like I couldn't breathe, you know. And I just began to say, Lord, you know, help this nation, help your, not only the nation, help the people, help the people who have been in these different devastations, whether it was Las Vegas and that shooting, the families, the victims, the hurricane victims. I mean, just help. And then we begin to cry out, what is really going on, and why is there so much of this turmoil and so much manifestation going on. And then I was reminded, and this is going to be a little bit more spiritual show perhaps than some of my other shows. Again, I'm just talking to you from my heart, and I hope you will allow me to express my heart tonight. Incidentally, tonight I'm wrapping up season one for the Happy Mind, Happy Life show on Blog Talk Radio. We, pardon me too, I know I'm all nasal and my voice is kind of raspy. I hung out with the grandkids last weekend. It just seems like every time I change cities and the weather changes, you know, my nose and different things start to react. So I went from San Diego to Columbus, and then from Columbus to Chicago, and from Chicago now I'm in Dallas. And the weather change just seemed like it has an effect on my body. So pardon, you know, the sound of my voice and so on and so forth. But at any rate, I'm wrapping up season one today, and I've been on Blog Talk Radio for about since May of this year. I believe it was May 18th is when I started on Blog Talk Radio. I came over from a different radio platform, so I'm thankful for this platform because it gives me the freedom that I need in order to share the topics and of discussion and then be able to just kind of flow freely and be myself. So I'm thankful for this platform. And so I'm wrapping up. This is the last episode or the last show in this season, and then we will begin a new season on next week. So that's another reason why I kind of wanted to do a reflection of my heart, a kind of a fireside chat as we wrap up this season and kind of take a look back at, you know, some of the things that have been going on. And I do want to give a I'm thankful for everyone that tunes in every Thursday, that supports the show in any type of way. You share it with on your pages, your social media pages, and with your friends. And I ask that you would continue to support us in that way. And then I want to thank my international audience because I do have listeners from the Philippines. I have listeners from Australia, I have listeners from Norway, and then I even have listeners from Sweden. And so I'm thankful for those that are listening in from those countries, as well as anybody and everyone that is listening in. And I'm hoping, and I really hope that I'm adding some value to your life and that you're getting something out of these shows and episodes, and they're helping you to move forward. They are helping you to live your desired life and just to be an overall better person, because that's truly my desire. My desire every day is to become a better person, you know, and to help this planet and help bring peace, you know, to the planet. And so, anywho, thank you very much for listening in from wherever you're listening in from. And then I want to just say really quick here, and then I'll get back into my chat. All of the episodes that we have done are on demand. Every episode that we've done is on demand. And so we basically have 19, including this show, episodes that are on demand. So if you go to my Blog Talk on demand channel, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/happymindhappylifeshow, you can bring up all of my episodes. And we have had some good ones. You know, we've had some goodies, you know. So if you missed any, please go back. As I say, we started May the 18th on this platform, and the first episode we did was the Happy Mind, Happy Life show relaunch, where I just kind of introduced myself. The second show was Paradigm Shift, Your Key to Transforming Breakthroughs. Then we did Faith, Your Bridge to Breakthroughs. Understanding the Law of Attraction was one. Keys to Living Your Purpose, Living Your Purpose, Part 3. We did Following Your Dreams, 8 Ways to Create Your Desired Life. Don't Curse the Darkness, Be Happy Now, Reclaiming My Time, White Lies Matter, Total Eclipse, A Message to Humanity. We did the Manifestation Through the Law of Attraction, Getting Unstuck, The Desensitization of Our Children, Make Friends with Money. That was a goody. You got to listen in to that one. And A Christian Perspective of the Law of Attraction, which was another one of my favorites. And so do tune in, you know, go back and listen to some of those episodes if you missed them. And I think they would, as a matter of fact, I know they would add some value and be a blessing to you. So, again, this is a wrap-up of our season one, and then we'll be back next week with season two, and we're going to actually come at a different time. I'm going to begin the show at 7. Some people have said that they were not able to they're not able to tune in at this time, and so in order for us to grow the show and reach more listeners, I'm going to change the time to 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and then we'll see how that works for everyone. So please do tune in again next week for our new season and our time, which would be at 7 p.m. So here we go. Just want to share again, I know that we're living in a challenging time. People are saying that we're living in a time of darkness and that kind of thing. And, you know, as I said, I kind of felt really numb the other day, just sitting there, you know, just sitting in front of the laptop, like, you know, just for a few moments I couldn't move. And I was just sitting there with my heart heavy. And I began to just cry out, you know, that God would intervene in this nation, that God would intervene and help the people. And just, we just need a change. Something has to change. We can't continue to go in the direction that we're going in. We can't continue with all the things that are going on. We just need an intervention from God. We need a divine intervening from our source, the higher power, whatever you, as I say, resonate with you. We just need something to change and something to happen. And I remembered a passage of scripture as I was thinking about all of this, were two passages of scriptures that that came to me. Those of you who are listening know that I am a Christian, so I do. The Bible is my foundation, and so this is not a religious show, but I do express my faith and different things like that. And so I think that it helps you regardless if you're Christian or non-Christian. So at any rate, the passage of scripture that I thought about was in the Old Testament. It talks about when a righteous man is a ruler, then the people live in peace. And when an unrighteous man is the ruler, then the people groan. And I believe that is so true of the time in which we live in, that we are living in a time when the ruler that is over us, and this is just my view, it's not the view of Blog Talk Radio, but this is my view, that the leaders that we have set in office are not righteous because of the hate that they spew, because of the division that they spew, the violence that they encourage. All of these things do not add up to a righteous ruler. And it's definitely the people are groaning. The people are groaning all over, you know, and I mentioned a few of the things that have happened just recently, but there have been so many incidents this year, you know, where there have been a loss of lives at the rally that happened not too long ago. You know, there where people, I think it was a white supremacist, I think is what they call it. Some people were calling it a hate rally, but I don't want to call it that. But there were so many, there are so many different things that have happened over the year or over a few months, actually, since we've had this person in leadership. And I believe, because I am a Christian and I believe in the whole of the Bible, I do believe there is a scripture that said that we should pray for those that have rulership or leadership over us. And so I do pray for this leader, and I do pray for more understanding, that God give him more understanding and help him to lead the people in a fair way. And so, but we haven't seen that. We've heard him spew hate. We've heard him encourage violence. We've heard him call the women of the mothers who chose to kneel on one knee. We've heard him call them out of their names, you know, and these kind of things. So he doesn't advocate peace or righteousness or balance or holy a wholeness or any of that. It's all about harmony, is what I was trying to say. He doesn't advocate harmony and balance and peace and light and love. I don't ever hear any of those things come out of his mouth. And so when we have a ruler that's that way, then the people groan. The people are unhappy. The people are distressed. The people are depressed. The people are oppressed. I mean, they're angry. They're, you know, there's just so much going on, and racism is on an all-time high, you know, and people are more bold to call another race out of its name or to provoke another race to anger, because they know we have a leadership that advocates that kind of stuff, you know. And so this energy has been released. It's been released, and energy doesn't die, you know. It doesn't cease to exist. Energy has to go somewhere. And so as we release all of this negative energy, all of this yucky, awful energy, it goes somewhere, and it's creating some of these incidents and some of these situations that are going on, you know, because the people corporately are, you know, there's a negative consciousness, there's a negative corporate consciousness. Either it's negative because we believe in the all of negative things that are coming forth from leadership, or is a negativity because we're mad because the person is in leadership, and then we're speaking all of the negative things against this leadership. That either way, and I'm not saying that we should agree with everything, but we have to find a way to agree, I mean, to disagree, but not spew hatred, not spew negativity. And I'm sure you understand what I mean. So we have all this negative energy. We have negative energy for those who are pro leadership, those of us who are non pro this particular leadership. If we keep spewing and releasing all of this negativity corporately, you know, as corporate America, then what do we expect? How do we expect for things to happen? We're going to see this upheaval. We're going to see this devastation. We're going to see these acts of violence and these incidents of violence, because this is what is being released. And so somehow corporately, we have to find a way. We have to find a way to be more peaceful. We have to find a way to advocate more love. We have to find a way to advocate more harmony and balance and peace. And those of you who are listening to me, perhaps you're saying, well, I don't think I think it's something so much more than that. Well, please remember that everything is energy. And please remember, because here on this Happy Mind, Happy Life show, we teach the foundation of the law of attraction. And so if like attracts like, and this is basically all we try to teach you and talk about, that how we need to change the way we think about things, to change the vibration, to change the frequency, so we can attract different things in our lives. So individually, you're responsible for your thought life and what you're what you're attracting into your life, what is manifested and what you're creating in your life. Your thoughts are responsible for that. And corporately, our thoughts are responsible for the things that we have going on. And I'm not saying every individual is thinking negatively, but corporately, more of us are than are not. And the reason I say that is because of what we see happening. What do we see manifesting in the earth? We see violence manifesting. We see hatred manifesting. We see racism manifesting. And these things are on an all-time high. We see storms coming in places that they shouldn't come. Oklahoma City has had more earthquakes this year than San Diego and Los Angeles has put together. You know, so we see these devastations in places where there should not be. And am I saying that the negative energy vibrations and frequencies is causing it? Yeah, I'm saying it's a result of that because of the way we are thinking about politically and different things that are going on. So that's my take on it, and that's how I feel about it. And I feel that, as I said, based on the scripture that, excuse me, because we have this leader that spews all of this negativity, that is, it's being released, and then people are reacting to it in a negative way, and that energy is being released. And then there is another passage of scripture that I thought about, which is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, I would hear their voice and heal their land. And so it's praying time. You know, again, I know that everyone that listens to me is not a Christian, but if you do you pray? You know, I think that it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to seek the face of God, whether that's your higher power, your higher consciousness, whether it's that highest consciousness, the divine consciousness, God, Jesus, whatever it is and whomever it is that you pray to. I think it's time. It's time that we put more time into calling on the source to intervene and to help us, because we don't seem to have the solution, but there is one. And I strongly believe that solution is peace. I strongly believe that that solution is light, love. And I believe the more we practice light, the more we practice love, the more we practice peace, harmony, and balance, then we will begin to see a change. And so that's my take on it, and that's what I feel about it. And then I want to speak to you. You who are discouraged, you who are feeling like darkness is getting the upper hand, you who are feeling like you can't make it because of who's in leadership, because of the things that are going on, you who are afraid to go out, you who are afraid to enjoy life, you who are thinking that you can't have a better life because of the situations that's going on. I was chatting with a young lady the other day after the Las Vegas incidents, and she said, it makes me feel like I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay in the house. And we can't live our lives like that. Number one, we can't live our lives in fear. And then number two, we can't sit and cut ourselves off from the world. You have to continue on with your life. We have to put these things aside. Yes, devastation. I hurt, I ache, I cried for the victims of that shooting. I think it was the most horrible, horrific thing. But at the same time, we can't stop living. We have to figure out a way to make this world a better place. We have to figure out a way to bring peace, you know, into our lives and peace into this earth. So don't stop living. Don't stop living. Don't stop going out. Don't stop enjoying your life. Don't stop encouraging people, inspiring people, being kind and good to people, because somewhere is going to pay off. I believe that. I believe that with my everything. And if you're in a place where you feel stuck or you feel fearful, please inbox me and let me talk to you, and let me encourage you and uplift you, because we really, truly must continue to go on. We must continue to go on. And I think when it's all said and done, I believe that things are going to be well. I really do believe that. And I know, again, there's a passage in the Bible that talks about 1,000 years of peace coming upon the earth. And so I believe that 1,000 years of peace is coming. I may have since been gone, but I believe it's coming. I believe it's coming. And so let's stay hopeful. Let's stay, let's keep walking in love and light and peace and harmony and balance. Let's keep doing the things that keep our minds happy, that our thoughts are good, and our thoughts are thoughts of peace and light and love and harmony and goodness, you know. And as we do that, we're going to begin to see more and more of that coming, not only in our individual world, but in our world on a whole. You know, if we could just get people to start thinking positive thoughts instead of negative thoughts, if we could just spread that positivity, spread and encourage and inspire thoughts that are good and thoughts that are positive and thoughts that are hopeful, joyful, peaceful. And we can get people to begin to think these type of thoughts collectively. I believe that we could bring about a change, and collectively, I believe we will begin to see better things come upon the earth. So just want to encourage you to lift up your heart. I just want to encourage you to keep the faith. I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward. I want to encourage you to stay hopeful and continue to do the things that you are doing to make yourself a better person. Because if everyone works on themselves, then we'll have this type of world that we're looking at. So I'm not pointing a finger at anyone. I'm walking in a place of forgiveness. I'm walking in a place where I just want to live. I just want to live a peaceful life. You know, I just want to live a life that is peace. I want to spread life and love and all of that to everyone. I want to be that light. And so I'm working on me, encouraging you to work on you. And as we do that, if everybody do that, guys, everybody do that, we will truly see a better world. So I'm looking at adding another episode to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show that will be geared towards women. Maybe I won't do it every week. Maybe it'll be an every other week or something like that. If you're interested in that, please call me or send me a message. Either you can leave it on my on-demand channel, or you can send me a message to my email, which is swillis@lifecoachsheilawillis.com, or leave it on my Facebook. On Facebook, I'm on there as Abundance Coach Sheila Willis. I also have a Live Your Happy page and a Sexy Secret for Women page. And so on any of those pages, you can send me a message and tell me whether or not you're interested in a show that is geared just for women. And then I'm thinking about adding a time of prayer where we come together corporately and pray for 30 minutes for this nation, that God will intervene and bring peace to our nation. And any other thing, if you want to or have prayer requests that you want to add, that one most surely I believe that I'm going to do. We just pray for 30 minutes, and then we'll get off the line. Nothing formal, just prayer. And so, again, second season is coming up. We will start that on next week. At this time, I don't have a guest in mind. You never know. I may decide to bring a guest on. So October the 12th, which is next Thursday, we will start at 7 o'clock with our new season. Not sure what we will be talking about, but it will definitely be something good and definitely be something juicy. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you for being with me these past four or five months, and I hope you will continue on with me. Hopefully this time next year you'll still be listening in and tuning in, and we would have had some great, encouraging, inspiring shows. Hey, listen, shoot me an inbox or a message and let me know what type of topics would you like to discuss. What would you like to for us to discuss on the show and we will be happy to do that. And anything that relates to you having a happy mind in order to have a happy life, we will bring it forth because we are here basically to help you and to encourage you. So I know, guys, that the law of attraction surely did change my life. And if you're not familiar with the law of attraction or exactly what it is and how it works, if you're not familiar with that, look back on some of our shows and listen in. Next season, because I know that part of what I have been given to do in the earth realm is to teach, encourage people to live abundant lives. That's one of the things in which I know that I've been given to do. So next season, season two, we're going to talk more and more about money. I know it's just one aspect of abundance. We're going to talk more about money. It's my assignment, and that's something that we're going to be doing. So I hope you would still listen in. I'm not saying that every episode will be about that, but you're going to see more discussions on money so I can help you get your money right at the same time as I'm working on getting mine right. I want to tell you, as I said, that I am a strong believer in the law of attraction, and it certainly has changed my life. And one of the things I know works very well is visualization. Just works so well. It works well if you sit and visualize something with your imagination or if you use a vision board. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I travel probably, I'm going to say, at least once a month, and sometimes it's twice a month. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I thought about it a few months ago, that when I put travel on my vision board, it seems like I haven't really stopped traveling since. Even when I say, hey, this month I'm just going to chill and not travel, it seemed like I'm still, something comes up where I'm traveling. I get an invitation for something or something's going on with my family or whatever, nothing negative, but I go for different things to see about, you know, my family. Like, I'm here for my mom and dad's birthday. I was just in Chicago for my aunt's 90th birthday. And then before that, I was in Columbus because my daughter went out of town. I mean, not out of town, honey. She went out of the country for her job. And so I'm always traveling, you know, and so the vision board truly does work. And I thought about maybe I need to slow it down some. So maybe I'll write on there a little less traveling or something like that, because like I said, I'm generally traveling at least once a month, if not more. But what I am definitely going to put on there is more global traveling. And let's just see how that works. So this is October the 5th, 2017. And so let's see over the next 6 months or so what happens when I add global traveling to my vision board. And I'm working on some other things too, but that's going to be one we're truly going to watch and see what happens. So if you're not sure how to set up a vision board, perhaps that's what I'll do on next week's show. We'll start out season two with how to create your vision board or how to manifest your dreams through visualization, one of those things. So that would be great, because anything that you can imagine, you can have, because anything you can imagine already exists. And because it already exists, you can manifest it in this realm. I promise you that. I don't care what it is. And so, excuse me one moment. So let's work on that, you know, being that this is the last quarter of the year. This is why I thought I would conclude season one and start a new season. And I'm going to do that every quarter. As long as I have the Happy Mind, Happy Life show, we will conclude one season and begin a new season in October, the last quarter of the year. So, hey, listen, it's the last quarter. It's not over till it's over. Fat Lady hasn't sung yet. We still have basically 3 more months to get it done. Whatever it is that you had on your heart for this year, you still have time to get it done. So don't stop. Keep moving forward. Keep believing in your dreams to come to pass. If you had a goal to release weight this year, a certain amount of pounds or whatever, still hang to it. If you were wanting to make more money, regardless of what the amount was, still hang to it. There's still time. There's still time. You know, don't give up. Usually around this time of the year, people start thinking, oh, well, you know, it's October. We only have a couple of more months. It ain't going to happen. No, don't start thinking that. Don't start thinking that way. Keep moving forward. Keep believing in your dreams. Lift up your heart and say, I know it can be done, and I know I can do it. I know I can get it done. I can release this amount of pounds by X, you know, date. I can have this amount of money by X date, whatever it is. I can meet the man of my dreams by the end of the year, whatever it is, you know, that you were hoping would happen for your life this year. Don't get discouraged and give up. Keep believing, 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 believing. All things are possible to him that believe. So go back and listen to my shows. If you need a lift or boost up in your faith, just kind of scan through there and see which resonates with you. And if it resonates with you, give it a listen. It may just be the tip or secret or information that you need to turn things around for you. Incidentally, last week, Cornelius and Simon and I, of Cornelius Simons of Cornelius Speaks, he's a life coach in San Diego. We had the show that we did last week was a Christian perspective on the law of attraction. And at the end, Cornelius was talking about how we believe that there's not enough teaching on the mind. There is in other arenas, but not in the church world. And we were talking about how we need to perhaps bring this as a seminar or something like that, not just for Christians, but for non-Christians as well, that we need to teach more on the mind and how the mind works. Well, I actually have the very first seminar that I did, it was called Change Your Thoughts to Change Your World. Later on, I changed it to Change Your Thoughts to Transform Your World, because we want lasting change. And when you change, you can go back to the way you were. But when you transform, you can never go back to the way you were. So that's a whole nother discussion for another time. But anywho, I do have this I did it as a webinar. I did it as a seminar as well. Excuse me. But I have the webinar. I have it on audio, and I also have it on video. So if you want that teaching, it basically talks about the mind and how the mind works and how self-limiting beliefs are formed and that kind of thing. And then it even give you some action steps on what you can do to change your situation or circumstance. And I know of people who have listened to or attended those seminars have really had some life-changing experiences if when listening to it and putting what they learn into operation. So you can listen to something, but if you don't put it into operation, if you don't use the action steps and actually go about changing your life to transform your life, then it's not going to help. It's not enough just to listen to it. You have to put some action to it. And so those that I know have done that have truly seen life-changing results. I have young lady that contacted me last week, I had no idea that the teaching impacted her life in this way, because as I was teaching, she really didn't seem like she was even listening that much. You know what I mean? It didn't seem like she was into the seminar that much. She was there, but I didn't feel like she was really getting it, you know. But she contacted me, and mind you, this is a teaching I did about 2 years ago, and she contacted me the other day and told me that how that information truly changed her life, completely, totally turned her life around, and how she wanted to thank me, and how she could hear some of the things that I said. She said, I could hear your voice in my head almost every day teaching me. I could hear your voice almost every day telling me how I could change things and what to do and the steps to take and so on and so forth. And she said, my life has truly changed. Thank you. And that blessed me, because like I said, I didn't even know she was really even listening that well. But I do know that the information that I teach in that webinar, it is life-changing. It truly is. And I would love to do it again as a seminar. Perhaps maybe I will, you know, refresh it and come, because I know a little bit more about it now than I did when I first started teaching it, so I can add something to it and bring it back as, bring it back again as another webinar. Maybe I may do a seminar, but anyway, but I do have the one that I first did. It is on my website, which is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. That teaching is there, and it's called Change Your Thought to Change Your World. And it truly is life-changing information if you apply it. It really is. I promise you that. And so go there if you want and truly see some changes in your life. And I believe that it will help you in ways that you probably can't even imagine. So that's basically all I have for you tonight. I just wanted to kind of share my heart about what's going on, encourage your heart about what's going on, let you know that this is the end of season one, but we will begin a new season next Thursday. But we will be coming on at 7 o'clock rather than 6 o'clock. And I hope that that will help more people to be able to tune in. But even if you don't tune in live, you can always find our recordings on our demand show. So thank you, Zevki. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for being supportive. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me, because you could be listening to anyone and spending your time in any way. But because you tune in and encourage and listen to us, we appreciate that so, so very, very much. And we're going to have a great season two. And I look to talk with you and share with you again. Please feel free to call in. You can't call in tonight because this is a pre-recorded show. But when we do our live shows, please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear your voice. We would love to help you. Reach out to me by inbox. Reach out to me by email. And reach out to me on Facebook or any of my social medias. I'm on Twitter as Life Coach Sheila Willis. I'm on Instagram as at Abundance Coach Sheila Willis. So reach out to me on my social media pages. I'd love to assist you in any way I can. So listen here. We're going to have a great season two. We're going to have a great end of the year and a great beginning of a new year. Keep your heads up. Keep moving forward. Light is going to win over darkness, I promise you. Stay in peace. Keep promoting that light and love. You've been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Sheila Willis. And until next time, keep living your happy.